Welcome to VIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of VIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the radio station on demand of the VIXography website. In the VIX is Alive programs, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of VIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of VIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as a centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Frankie Trombauer as a sideman and without VIX. Of course, one cannot discuss VIX's musical output without talking about Tramp. Singing the Blues, one of the most important jazz recordings of all times, features VIX and Tramp. Frankie Trombauer was a very important influence on VIX. In 1925, VIX joined the Frankie Trombauer Orchestra in St. Louis, and 1925-1926 was a very important year for VIX. From an undisciplined youngster who played whatever he wanted, VIX became, with the help of Tram, a professional. Frankie Trombauer was born in Carbondale, Illinois, on May 30, 1901. Frank was a distant relative of Charles Dickens. Frank grew up in St. Louis and studied violin, trombone, and piano before he turned to the saxophone. Tram was in the Navy during World War I, and in the early 20s he played with Gene Rodemich, the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, and Ray Miller. Well, let's start with the music. First, I will play Jimtown Blues, recorded by the Cotton Pickers on December 6, 1924. This is taken from one of the timeless CDs in their historical series. The CD is entitled Cotton Pickers 1922-1925 and the number is CBC 1029. In the liners, Mark Beresford explains the genesis of the Cotton Pickers. With the popularity of the blues in the early 20s, each recording company hired groups of musicians with the sole purpose of recording blues numbers. Brunswick created the Cotton Pickers. The personnel varied. For the recording of Jimtown Blues, the Cotton Pickers consist of Ray Johnson on trumpet, the great Miff Mole on trombone, Larry Abbott on clarinet, Tram on C melody sax, Rube Bloom on piano, Frank DiPrima on banjo, Luis Sassine on bass bassoon, and Ward Archer on drums. This will be followed by Red Hot, recorded on March 13, 1924, by the Mound City Blue Blowers. Frank was in between jobs from the Benson Orchestra to the Ray Miller Orchestra and joined Red Mackenzie on paper comb, Dick Slavin on kazoo, and Jack Bland on banjo for this recording session. So here are two early recordings by Frankie Trombauer as a sideman and without Bix. First, Jimtown Blues with the Cotton Pickers, followed immediately by Red Hot with the Mound City Blue Blowers.
Thank you.
Well, it's clear that Frank's melodic sense and special sound can already be discerned in these early recordings. Incidentally, Red Hot is Frankie's own composition. Well, let's continue with the music. I will play now Red Hot Henry Brown, recorded by Ray Miller's Orchestra on March 16, 1925. Some of the members of the Cotton Pickers in Jimtown Blues were also in the Ray Miller Orchestra. I cite only a couple of them, Miff Mole and Rube Bloom. Hans Eckhoff informs me that Timeless is coming up with a Ray Miller CD in the fall, and it will include the two takes of Cradle of Love. Watch for an announcement on the Vixography website. Red Hot Henry Brown will be followed by Sugar, recorded on March 16, 1927 by Red Nichols Stompers. The Stompers consist of Red on cornet, Leo McConville and Bob Ashford on trumpet, Bill Rank and Glenn Miller on trombone, Pee Wee Russell, Tram and Max Fairley on reeds, the great Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Arthur Schott on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Jack Hansen on bass bassoon, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. The vocal is by Jim Miller and Charles Farrell. Please note that Tram played in 1927-1930 for either his own band or for the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. It is rather unusual for Tram to act as a sideman during this period. So here is first Red Hot Henry Brown by Ray Miller, followed by Sugar by Red Nichols. Thank you. I would like to play another couple of examples of Tram as a sideman in the period 1927-1930 with orchestras which are not the White Band Orchestra. First I'll play Running Ragged. This was recorded on October 18, 1929 by Joe Venuti's Blue Four, which consists of Joe, Eddie Lang, Lenny Hayton and Frankie playing both C melody and bassoon. This will be followed by what I consider a rather unusual record. It is Gold Digger's Stomp, recorded on August 24, 1927 by Joe Herlihy and his orchestra. This was unissued and was eventually included in an excellent Biograph CD number 129 entitled New York Jazz in the Roaring Twenties. Now listen carefully for the names of the members of Herlihy's orchestra. Fuzzy Farrar and James Hanson on trumpet, Bill Rank on trombone, Don Murray on clarinet, Doc Riker on alto sax, Tram on C melody, Itzy Riskin on piano, Howdy Quixell on banjo, Steve Brown on the string bass, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. Now, if this isn't the Gene Goldcat Orchestra of August 1927, then I don't know what is, with the exception that Bix wasn't in this recording. Now, the unusual part about this recording is that it is not included in Evans and Kinner book Tram, the Frank Trombauer Orchestra, published in 1994 by Scarecrow Press. We all know how much attention Evans paid to detail, and no mention of this recording session in his comprehensive biography and discography of Tram is rather unusual. Well, let's listen to Frankie Trombauer as a sideman, first with the Joe Venuti's Blue Four and then with the Joe Herlihy and his orchestra. ¶¶
Thank you.
Unless I'm going crazy, there is another anomaly in the last recording that I played by Joe Herlihy. According to the credits in the CD, as well as the credits in Brian Rust's discography, Steve Brown is playing the bass string. However, there is a tuba in there. And of course, Steve Brown played the tuba as well as the string bass. Now, there are two recordings of Joe Herlihy and his orchestra issued, apparently with the same group. These are listed in Brian Rust's discography. These were recorded on September 16, 1927, Bye Bye Pretty Baby and Rolling Around in Roses, issued on Edison 52098 and 52100. If anyone has these records, I would be very grateful for a copy on a cassette or as a WAV file through email. Note also that the date of this recording, September 16, is one day after the fabulous September 15th recording session of Gene Golcat and his orchestra, the session that brought us Clementine. Well, now I'd like to play A Good Man is Hard to Find, recorded by Frank Tombauer and his orchestra on October 25th, 1927. This is Brad Kay's favorite recording session. The reason I chose this recording is because of the controversy raging in the forum regarding the clarinet solo in this recording. Some believe it is Don Murray, others believe it is Pee Wee, and still others believe that it is both Pee Wee and Don Murray taking turns. Well, listen carefully and post your comments on the Bixography forum. Here is then, A Good Man is Hard to Find. Thank you. I would like to complete the Frankie Trumbauer segment of this program by playing Sing the Blues, but not the 1927 version. This is the January 10, 1929 version by a portion of the Whiteman Orchestra with a vocal by the Shimmy Queen B. Palmer. She sings Trumbauer solo and scats 8 bars of Bix's solo. This is taken from a magnificent set of 3 CDs put out by the Old Masters, number 107, 108, and 109, entitled Tram, Frank Trumbauer's Legacy to American Jazz, and it has excellent liners by Dick Sotholter. So here is the 1929 version of Singing the Blues with Frankie Trumbauer and B. Palmer.
Hola
I'm going to say about that version of singing the blues is that it is interesting. For the modern musicians, I would like to turn to John Gill's Dixieland Serenaders. This is taken from Stomp Off CD number 1321. The Serenaders consist of Chris Tile on cornet, Duke Heitker on trumpet, Frank Powers on clarinet, John Gill trombone, Steve Pistorius on piano, Eddie Davis on banjo, Vince Giordano on tuba, Hal Smith on drums. So here are John Gill's Dixieland Serenaders playing Sweet Mama, Papa's Getting Mad. Well, these guys have a nice 1920s sound. Incidentally, the title of that CD is John Gill's Dixieland Serenaders. Listen to that Dixie band. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive. the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Vixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.